The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. The future is not what it used to be. You don't have to be terribly old to remember that. My Sunday morning colleague, Mo Rocca, can remember that like it was yesterday.
The world of tomorrow. Trains zooming coast to coast by a vacuum tube. Gleaming cities in the sky. And of course, flying cars. That was what the future was supposed to hold for us.
The future isn't quite as futuristic as it once was, says Mo Rocca.
All his life, writer and illustrator Ron Miller dreamed of exploring space. He's had to settle for imagining it.
I grew up expecting to live on the moon, be able to travel in rockets. I was going to be an astronaut. So when 2001 came out, there was a future that looked really possible. In 30-odd years, we could probably have space stations and passenger liners run by Pan Am.
Pan Am doesn't exist anymore.
Precisely.
The 1964 World's Fair, says historian John Kruskevich, came during the space age.
By the second season of the fair in 1965, men had walked in space, so we were seeing progress each year.
This was almost proof that the future was possible.
Absolutely.
But wait a minute, we still don't have flying cars.
We get this all the time. Where's my flying car? We were promised flying cars.
James Max is editor-in-chief of Popular Mechanics. He says we could have flying cars right now, but do we want them?
It's such a great fantasy. Various ones have been built over the years. There's a company trying to sell some today that work. The problem is cars and planes are so different. So what you wind up with is a terrible plane that once you land and try to drive around, it's a terrible car.
And in a phrase, that's why we are where we are. More coming up on our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.